What is happening is a cover-up. A cover-up in history. A cover-up in the media today, where people will think about Islam and they think about violence. But somebody would ask, how could they do that? How could the media do this? How could American society do this? This is the land of liberty. It is the land of freedom. How could they do this in a country like this? It is reported by Abi Mas'ud Uqba ibn Amr al-Ansari, radiallahu anh. He reported that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has said, "Inna mimma adraka al-nas min kalam al-nubuwwat al-ula, idha lam tastahi, fasna' ma shi'ta." Rawahu Bukhari. In this hadith, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, that which has come to us from the early prophetic generations is this: if you do not have shame, if you do not have shame, then you can do anything. Go do anything if you don't have shame. Look what is happening in America. In the White House, women being molested in the White House, and people now coming publicly with no shame, talking about the issue with no shame. People are disgusted about this all around the world. And it shows, if this is the head of state who would carry this out in the leading house in the country, then what can possibly be done in the other houses? And also, if he is capable of doing this and the others around him, then he is capable of anything. This is the knowledge that has come to us from the early prophetic revelation. And so a cover-up is happening. And recently, information has been released to us that in November, a movie will be released called The Siege. And we know the effect that movies have on this society. Some people live out the movies. Some people are using the movies as a source of brainwashing for the general population. Even the president is affected by the movies. What is the movie of The Siege? In this movie, starring Bruce Willis and Denzel Washington, two famous people in Hollywood, in this movie, supposedly in New York City, there is a danger of chemical germ warfare to the people in America. And so the leading government agencies, the FBI, the CIA, and the United States Army, are called in to deal with the terrorists. Who are the terrorists? Muslims. And in this movie, from the information that has come to us already about it, it is showing Muslims being dragged out of masjids, women in hijab, men in their robes of prayer, dragged out of the masjids and put into concentration camps. Those of us who lived in the 60s, who lived during the time when the cities were burning down, recognize the fact that there are concentration camps that were set up for the rioters. Do not think that the same buildings could not be opened up again. If war is declared, then anybody connected with the party to whom war is made is subject to special laws. The Japanese Americans and Canadians in World War II were put into concentration camps, even though they were loyal to the country. And so what we are seeing now is the tip of the iceberg.